Welcome to the Rise Up Ministry Mississippi podcast, where faith meets action and hope takes root. We're here to inspire, equip, and empower you to rise above the noise, step into your purpose, and be the light in your community. Whether you're tuning in from the heart of Mississippi or anywhere around the world, this is your space to grow deeper in faith, hear real stories of transformation, and discover what God is doing right here, right now. So grab your coffee, open your heart, and let's rise up together. Hey everyone, welcome to Rise Up Ministries Mississippi, where we speak life and stand on the truth of God's word and remind you that there's always hope. No matter what you're facing, I'm your host, John Kahn, and today we're talking about something real and raw, depression and anxiety. If you're walking through a season where joy feels far away, where you're overwhelmed or numb, please hear me when I say, you're not alone. And God has not forgotten you. Let's be honest. Being a Christian doesn't mean life is easy. Sometimes we're walking with Jesus and still find ourselves weighed down by depression, panic attacks, or an ache we can't quite explain. Psalm 42:5 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God." This isn't just poetry. It's the honest cry of someone who loved God, but was struggling deeply. David, the man after God's own heart, battled real emotional pain. Elijah wanted to give up, and Job cursed the day he was born. Paul despaired of life itself. This isn't new, and it's not a sign of weak faith. So where is God in the middle of depression and anxiety? He's right there with you. Psalms 34:18 tells us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." He's not ashamed of your struggle. He's not waiting for you to fix it before he shows up. He draws close, closer than the pain, closer than the fear. In 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4 says, "He is the God of all comfort who comforts us in all troubles." That means mental and emotional struggles too. Here are three biblical ways we can respond when depression or anxiety shows up. 1, talk to God honestly. Don't hold it in. Pour it all out. God's not afraid of your honesty. If David can cry, "How long, O Lord?" so can you. Your tears are prayers too. 2, stand on what's true. Your feelings are valid, but they're not always the full picture. God's word is the truth, even when your heart feels heavy. Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you." And Romans 8:38-39, "Nothing can separate us from the love of God." 3, lean on others. We're not meant to suffer alone. Talk to someone, your pastor, a counselor, a friend who follows Jesus. God often uses people as part of our healing. And if you need professional help, that's not a sign of spiritual failure. It's a step towards wholeness. So here's what I want to hear out loud and clear. Your identity is not in your struggle. Your value isn't measured by how strong you feel today. And your worth isn't based on your emotional state. Jesus didn't die for the version of you that had it all together. He died for the real you, the one who wrestles, the one who cries, the one who's trying to hold on. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." That means his love for you hasn't changed, no matter what you're feeling. So if you're in a dark place right now, I want you to know this. You're still loved, you're still held, and your story isn't over. The same God who brought light into the darkness in Genesis 1 is still speaking light into hearts today. So let's pray. Lord, for every heart listening that feels heavy, anxious, or lost, I ask for your peace right now. Wrap them in your presence. Remind them that they're not forgotten. Bring comfort, healing, and hope. Use community, scripture, and even quiet moments to show them that you are near. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So thank you for joining me today on Rise Up Ministry Mississippi podcast. If this spoke to you, would you share it with someone who might need it? We're in this together, and no one has to walk through the dark alone. Until next time, I'm John Kahn. Keep rising up, keep holding on, and keep your eyes on Jesus, our peace in every storm.